We're talking about the church, and we're looking at what the Bible says about the church, not what man says about it. And we come today to the worship of the church. Now, this is an important and it is a big part of the life of the Lord's church. Now, we're talking about public worship. Worship where God's people come together and offer worship to God. How are we to worship God? When are we to worship God? What does God tell us to do? What is to be our spirit and our attitude as we worship God? Well, we're going to be looking at all of these and other questions. And in this lesson, we want to lay the foundation. We want to go back today to the Old Testament. Now, you might ask why? Because we're talking about the New Testament church. And of course, we're not under the old law. We are not under the law of Moses. That law was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2, verse 14. So why would we go back to the Old Testament to study about worship when we're under the New Testament today? Well, it's because in the Old Testament, we find people who worship the same God that we worship, and we find that there are many lessons that we can learn if we'll go back there to the Old Testament and study these lessons. You see, the New Testament tells us that we need to study the Old Testament to learn from it. It's not because we offer animal sacrifices like those people did. We're not to go to the temple in Jerusalem and do what these Jews were told to do. However, the same principles apply. And the Bible tells us in Romans 15, verse 4, that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. So let us begin. We're going to go back, first of all, to the book of Genesis, and we're going to look at chapter 4. The book of Genesis, chapter 4. And here we find the first recorded case of worship in the Bible. And there are great lessons that we need to learn from this. Genesis chapter 4. We'll begin reading in verse 1. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. So both of these sons, both of these men, offered to God. And the Bible tells us that Cain, being a farmer, a tiller of the ground, brought of the increase of his crops. So he brought a vegetable sacrifice or offering to the Lord. He gathered it together and he offered it to God. On the other hand, Abel, the Bible tells us, brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. So in other words, Abel brought one of his flock. He offered an animal offering or sacrifice to God. So we have two sons from the same family offering a sacrifice to the same God. Now, their sacrifices are different. Now, the way that a lot of people would look at this today would be this. They would say, well, I don't guess it would matter. I don't guess it would make any difference what they did as long as they offered something to God. Well, let's see if that's what the Bible says. Let's see if that's how God looked at it. Because the Bible tells us in Genesis 4, verse 4, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. In other words, the Lord appreciated it. The Lord accepted the offering of Abel. Remember that Abel offered this animal sacrifice to God. Now, the Bible tells us, though, in verse 5, look at this very carefully. In verse 5 of Genesis 4, the Bible says, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. That is, God did not accept Cain's offering. Why? Because God was being partial between these boys? Because he loved one of the sons and hated the other one? No. It's because Abel did what God told him to do, but Cain did not. Now, the reason we know that is because In the New Testament, in Hebrews 11, verse 4, the Bible tells us that Abel offered this offering by faith. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So God told these two sons what to offer. He told them how to worship Him. One of them listened, and the other one didn't. Abel did what he was supposed to do, but Cain did not. So if somebody looks at this case today and says, well, I don't see why it would make any difference as long as you're doing something. As long as you're worshiping God, what difference does it make? It made all the difference in the world. Because the Bible says that Abel's offering was accepted, but Cain's offering was not accepted. Now, this, I believe, is very important. I believe that this is significant. Because this is the first example. This is the first case that we read of in the Bible of people offering their worship to God. And in the very first example of worship in the Bible, we find that one man did it right and the other man did it wrong. Now let's go next to Leviticus chapter 10, the book of Leviticus chapter 10, and we're going to read a story about two sons of Aaron. In Leviticus chapter 10, this follows right after the Bible talks about the priest burning incense to God. And God had warned these people. God had told these people what to do and what not to do. And in Leviticus chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not." Are they worshiping God? Yes. Are they worshiping him the way that he said? No. Did it make any difference? Yes, it did. As a matter of fact, it was the difference between life and death. Because the Bible says in verse 2, "And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." Anytime that somebody says, well, it doesn't make any difference how you worship God, as long as you're worshiping the right God, as long as you believe in Jesus, why it doesn't make any difference what you do when you get on the inside of a church building and you worship God? Oh, yes, it does. The Bible has always taught that God wants to be worshiped in the way that he said and not in the way that we think. Now, you can almost hear the thinking and maybe even the words of Nadab and Abihu. They may have been thinking something like this. Well, it doesn't make that much difference what kind of fire we offer to God. Fire is fire. And so what difference does it make? We're worshiping God. We'll just use something different. Well, the whole point is they use something that God had not authorized. And because of that, they died before the Lord. Was that a serious matter? Was their worship a serious matter? Absolutely. Let's go next to the book of 2 Chronicles. I believe this is a case which really illustrates what we're talking about. And it's one that's not as well known as some of these other cases that we're looking at. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Now here we have the story of King Uzziah, the king of Judah. And his name is also called Azariah in the Bible as well. But here he's called Uzziah. He is a man that the Bible describes as doing what is right in the sight of the Lord in verse 4. And the Bible tells us in verse 5, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And the Bible talks about his success in the verses that follow. But after all of his success, after all of his accomplishments, the Bible tells us that something happened to him that happens to a lot of people, and that is he got the big head. He became prideful. And in verse 16, notice in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16, "But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense." Now, what was wrong with doing that? Didn't God tell the people to burn incense to him? Well, he didn't tell all the people to burn incense. He said that the priest, the Levites, were to burn incense in the temple. This man is the king, but he is not a Levite. He is from the tribe of Judah. He is not from the tribe of Levi. So God specified that only the priest could offer incense and perform these duties at the temple. Now, somebody today might look at this and say, well, I don't see what difference it would make. Well, that was the mistake that King Uzziah made. And maybe he's looking at the situation and saying, well, I'm the king. I've got authority over all this country. And so I ought to be allowed to go into the temple to burn incense because, after all, I'm in a higher position than these priests. Whatever his reasoning was, whatever his motivation was, he was wrong for doing this. He had no business going into the temple to burn incense. The Bible tells us in verse 17, and Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. And so they said, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. So these priests tried to tell the king that he was not to do this. They said, you don't have the authority to offer this incense. You have no right to be in here. God did not give you the authority to burn incense. This is something that God gave as a specific job to the priest. And so they said, you have trespassed. In other words, you're breaking the law of God by being in here. Now, I believe that this is a great example to illustrate what we're talking about. When God gives authority in a matter like worship, that is to be respected. Man is not to change that. Man is not to add to it or take from it. And man has no right to stand back and say, well, I don't see any harm in doing it this way. I don't see any problem in doing it that way. Now, friends, these stories are recorded in the Old Testament to warn us against thinking like that. The last example that we're going to look briefly at is found in the last book of the Old Testament. It's the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi, and we're going to look briefly at chapter 1. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where's my honor? And if I be a master, where's my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you or accept your person? Now here's the lesson that we learn from Malachi chapter 1. When God told these people to offer sacrifices, they were to do the best and bring the best that they could. They were not to bring an animal that they didn't want, a diseased animal, one that had been attacked by some other ravenous beast, and then offer it because it wasn't any good anyway. God wanted them to bring the best that they could. And so what does the Old Testament teach us about our worship, even in New Testament times? Well, it teaches us that God wants our best in worship. It teaches us that worship must come from the heart. It teaches us that we must do what God says in worship, and it teaches us that we have no right to change God's way of worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4, verse 24.